Good afternoon. Today, I'd like to talk about effect of newborn care education for first-time fathers on their knowledge and confidence in newborn care. This study is no relationships to close. This is a table of contents. On introduction, fathers experience great changes and unforeseen circumstances with the birth of their first baby. In addition, with the application of DIG, hospitalization becomes shorter, so they are discharged from the hospital and go to a postpartum care center, which may bring confusion to the acquisition of their roles. Most of the first-time fathers don't have opportunities for learning, so it is difficult for them to get the exact knowledge. Thus, nurses need to have an educational program that satisfies the desires of the father. As a result of previous research, newborn care with education increased the confidence in coping with changes in fathers' roles and knowledge in newborn care. However, in South Korea, mothers and their babies go to a postpartum care center or get help from their parents after the discharge. So, there have been hardly any studies of the evaluation of effect. This study provides newborn care education for first-time fathers before discharge, which was measured to analyze the effect 1 month after discharge. Conceptual framework for this study is role insufficiency and role supplementation, a predictive and prescriptive paradigm from Malaise. This theory notes that if a novel role occurs in the growth and developmental process, a non-functional role reversal occurs as a functional deficiency of the role. Important strategies to maximize the role acquisition include role modeling, role rehearsal, and interaction with a reference group. In other words, the performance of the strategies is facilitated through communication and mediation, and the components are achieved so that the role becomes reinforced and acquired. The role of first-time fathers can be clarified by the acquisition of knowledge through video and verbal education. Demonstration and practice education provide fathers to recognize fathers' roles clearly and promote their confidence in care. In this study, the dependent variables were knowledge and confidence in newborn care. An independent variable was newborn care education. Research design was non-equivalent, control group non-synchronized. This part is study participants. The first-time fathers were hospitalized in the nursery of a municipal hospital located in Seoul. The period of research was from March 28 to August 5 of 2013. The study participants were 53 fathers of newborns. This study used the knowledge scale developed by Seo Young-mi and composed a questionnaire of a total of 16 questions. Respondents were asked to respond to the questions, right 1 point, wrong and I don't know 0 point. They could get from 0 to 16 points, and it means the higher the score, the higher the level of their knowledge becomes. Confidence scale developed by Im Jung-ah and composed a questionnaire of a total of 16 questions. 5 scales from very confident to not very confident. They could get from 16 to 80 points. satisfaction on education scale developed by Choi Kyung An and composed 6 closed questions, 2 open-ended questions. Respondents were asked from very much so to not actually. They could get from 6 to 30 points. Next is the study procedures. To prevent an error due to the spread of the experimental effect, the data in a control group were collected first. Then, experimental group were collected. The investigation period is about 3 months each group. A pretest was further to 2-3 days before discharge, which measured the general characteristics, knowledge, and confidence in newborn care. Interviews were conducted with 5 first-time fathers whose babies were discharged from the hospital within 3 weeks on the details of their interest in newborn care and educational needs of first-time fathers, and difficulties they felt while they actually raised their children. Based on the result of these interviews and previous research, the contents were selected to compose the educational contents. Research designed the following content of education based on the result. As you can see, the table in the experimental group were provided a 15-minute education. An order is the exchange of opinions, video, verbal demonstration with the baby doll, practice, and Q&A. The researcher educated so that experimental group could maintain the consistency of the content of education. The education groups were less than 3 people. 1 month after discharge, the questionnaire was sent or gathered via email, and as the scale of newborn care, knowledge, and confidence, the same tool as that in prior research was used. Control group received booklet and video resources after completion of data collection. This slide shows study process. The collected data were analyzed by t-test and Kaiser test using SPSS program. This part is results. Looking at the general characteristics of the subjects, it showed that there were no significant differences among age, education, income, family type, marriage duration. Also, there were no significant differences among marital satisfaction, planned pregnancy, delivery type, baby gender, desired baby gender, and involved delivery room. The results of the study showed that experimental group expressed a significantly higher knowledge than the control group 1 month after discharge. In terms of the level of confidence, the experimental group had a significantly higher confidence than the control group. The fathers in the experimental group gave a value of 4 points to each item to their satisfaction with education. The total average score was over 25 points. A discussion. The experimental group expressed a significantly higher knowledge in newborn. Based on the knowledge related to their baby, increased oral education group was applied for first-time fathers before and after the birth of their baby, as compared to the control group. It is consistent with the previous research that the level of newborn care knowledge was higher received education using a newborn baby model. In the experimental group expressed a significantly higher confidence in newborn care. This is a similar result on another study. As a result of a comparison between oral and demonstration education were carried out, the confidence in newborn care significantly increased in both groups after the education, but it was statistically higher demonstration education group was carried out than oral education group, through which the importance of a demonstration education can be found. Korean custom, since most mothers receive help from their family or postpartum care center after birth, it may be difficult for fathers to perceive the effect of the education. In the light of these circumstances, we need to check for impact of education with sufficient time. A post-survey was conducted 1 month after discharge. It is judged that oral demonstration practice and educational materials were appropriate and provided a higher understanding for the first-time fathers. To the open-ended questions about their satisfaction with the education, they responded that practicing a baby model was helpful and they could remember that for a long time. In addition, fathers would like to receive baby's development after birth. Father has a significant impact on baby's physical and mental development. Positive interaction from early age is important. Therefore, in the future, if educational contents are added to learn systemic and professional knowledge and skills about a newborn development process, it will become a more informative education. Conclusions. The results show that newborn care education, including video, verbal demonstration, and practice education, was the effect of nursing intervention strategy. They can help first father by enhancing the level of knowledge and confidence in care. It is expected that such a newborn care education may be used in the future as an effective nursing intervention. Thank you.